You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Lisa Thurgate Marks here, coming to you live this week from Leeton in country New South Wales, where I've made the journey nearly 17 hours down here to be with my dad for his 86th birthday, which was really fun. And tomorrow we're actually going out in the boat with my daughter and we will go fishing, which he is very much looking forward to because the weather is heating up here. It's 35 today, but we're at 48 next week. So one side of the world, everyone's shivering, and then over this side of the world, it's quite hot. So what I'm going to be talking about and feeling into at this point in time, and it's not because there is a lot of snakes around here in the country, yet there is about this last shedding. We're heading towards the end of the Chinese year of the snake, ending that nine completions of the snake, that rough. You'll find that since the start of the year, everything's been a little bit rough and you might have felt that you actually have to go inward to be able to squeeze out the last of all that is no longer serving you. Also, we're looking here and realizing too the energetic cords that you have been holding on to for generations or lifetimes. The permission is to let it go. That cord, really pull it out like it doesn't belong to you. So whenever you're ready, even if you can feel and really energetically just pulling those cords up from you, letting go, this is your time to really shed the last of it. So I just want you to really know that, okay, we're in this year of the horse, but not completely yet, okay? Get the last of this snake energy out. I have a caller coming in, and would you believe it is from New South Wales in Australia, which is where I'm actually calling in from today. So she's calling in, I'm dialing in. It's all happening. Lovely to hear from you. Fancy. And you're from Warren in New South Wales, Australia.
Yes.
I bet you have snakes and heat where you are. We had a brown snake actually on my front lawn the other day. And last time I was home, we had a nice brown snake as well. Nice, as
yeah,
I say,
great. Tiny. Absolutely, heaps of them.
Oh, God. They're just everywhere, aren't they? I have a little teacup chihuahua from last time.
I've had one in my bathtub, one in my lounge room, a few in the laundry.
Oh, so your snake energy and my snake energy is obviously aligning today. How interesting.
It must be.
And for you to be able to get through the lines of the caller today. Sometimes, like spirit, they will really work to our advantage when they're needed. Kathy, do you have a question that you'd like to ask me today? Or would you like just general guidance?
I do. We really would like to know, is somebody trying to give me a message?
It's interesting you say that, because spirit, if you listen, there's always someone trying to give you a message. And not only that, with spirit also, it's your higher self, your higher intelligence, your intuition. But I actually do get a quite a strong male energy around you at this point in time. So it's about really feeling in. I keep going because it keeps pulling across my lungs and getting my back, but I'm also going right across my lungs. I keep feeling for you. And it's actually time for you to move on. I don't know if this resonates with you, but he's showing me a moving on. I'm feeling life's been a little bit bumpy for you, but gravitate towards water. I'm getting the words gravitate towards water. Are you really needing some rain at the moment, or have you had a lot? I'm getting gravitate towards water.
Absolutely. We're just about almost into a drought, so.
Right. Your soul is also calling this water in as well. Really be, I keep getting the word humble and grateful, but you can only push yourself so far. So although you might be trying to be humble and grateful, you can only push yourself so far. This is about you stopping and coming back into alignment with yourself. Sometimes you just can't keep pushing and shoving to the degree that you have been. Oh, okay. Do you have a son or two sons?
I have two.
Two? Yeah, he's just showing me.
Yes,
I thought it was
two.
One, and then the other one comes coming straight in at me. So there's two sons. So, Kathy, what would I be saying here? The message would be you need moisture in your life, you need some water, you need some fun. Even is one of your sons near you and one away?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel because you need to gravitate towards water. Sometimes, like, you're there, but you're needing emotional reprieve. You're needing to fill yourself up, fill your cup up with things that you like to do. This is not about pleasing everybody else anymore. So, Kathy, I think it's only time for you to step up and be you, hey? And not follow everybody else's wishes. I feel excited for you because when I look forward, he's actually showing me a lot of emotion coming through. And did you also lose your mother? This man, does his name start with a D by any chance?
No, but his son's name starts with a D.
Oh, thank you.
It was my father. It would be my father-in-law that would come in through.
And his father, his son starts with a D?
Yes.
Good, yeah. I can't quite hear, but I can get the D out. So that's very interesting. Yeah. So it's your father-in-law. So I feel that your father-in-law has first granting permission for you to move on, guys, hey?
I need to hear that.
You're still there?
Yep. I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah, and I'm feeling the heaviness within my chest as I said that, but when we're talking about the snake and, you know, how they go up against the roughness of the tree and they have to pull right in, before they can get through that last ounce. That's where you're at, Kathy. It's time to let go. Unwind those cords that are in the heart. You know, let them go. They're like really rope. It's time to just, smash it out of the ballpark, just get rid of it.
Yep.
Oh, dear, that's harsh. Sorry. That's what I just got. But I don't feel that you really... You really resonate with this. And I've got...
Yes, absolutely resonate with it.
No. I've got your wishes are coming true. What your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day, and it's the sweet peas. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
Yeah. So it's time to do for you now. You don't have to make life hard anymore. Life is meant to just flow and be easy. And when you're not congruent with what your beliefs, your thoughts, your wishes and everything is, you can't keep doing something to please other people. This is your time to grow now. Really grow, you guys, okay?
Thank you.
And you know where I am? I'm usually on the Gold Coast. I'm in Legion in the Riverina near Wagga Griffith for the next week. But after that, you can always get hold of me through my website, lisafairbankmarks.com, if you would like a full reading. I'm just sending you so much love. You're such a, I'm going to use the word butler, but you're not a butler because you're just as strong as an ox. And I shouldn't say it like that, but you are. You're so strong. Sometimes it's okay to just soften and try a new way, Kathy. How does that sound?
Yep. Sounds great to me.
And he's really cuddling. He's really cuddling you. He's like, you must be shorter than him because he's cuddling you. And I feel like he's lifting your feet off the ground.
Yeah, so I'm only 5'4".
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like he's lifting your feet off the ground. So don't plant your feet in that soil anymore. Time to move on, hey?
Sounds great.
Do you know a Karen? Karen?
Oh, no.
Something with a K. I don't think it's Kathy, though, because you're Kathy. Is there someone similar to Karen?
It wouldn't be a Chrissy.
Would be Chrissy. Has she got something to do with him as well, or you?
With me, yes.
Yes, yeah, because I've got that